That works. That didn't work before. Such a mystery. Okay. That works. Hey. Microsoft, what are you doing? Listen to the Faith No More. The background. Mute. Album of the year in 1997. It was the album of the year in 1997. Yeah. Wait, let me switch on my fan. It's the last month of the summer and it's just super hot. When morning comes, my room's interact. This room's windows interact with the sun. So in the morning is just unbearable. Not unbearable, but it's just so hot. Which I'm okay with. All right, so I was awake early too. I was just like, mind my own business, working on a small 3D thing. Somebody imported a steering wheel of Honda S800 from the 70s incorrectly, so it wobbles. Like when you import, you gotta do it exactly at 90 degrees, 0 degrees, 180 degrees, 270, whatever, perfectly straight. Some people, no, just let me build this and I'll put it into Senko, and they're not doing it right. Like, yeah, that's the wrong one to do it. So you gotta define the point, make everything zero, then you take that point, turn the angle on the point, so when you import it, it's still perfectly straight. They didn't do it, so just like wobbling, like, oh, I don't know, just look at it, like, all right, let me do it from scratch. I've done that before. I took an old file. Oh, actually, a file. I worked on the Auto Union Streamliner for a while. I had that same similar steering wheel. Like, all right, just use that and just modify a little bit. And it's good. It's all good. It works. Then I looked up, like, let me go have lunch. Then I just like making coffee again, second cup. Like, oh, I forgot my podcast. So we're doing it right now while I'm having lunch. I'm gonna have to sit because it's a little hot. Wow, sip of coffee. It was a whole morning, like, also, like, nothing to watch, TV, television, So I started watching the, I think, oh, what's that show? It's like a ship thing, yachts. Below Deck, that's it. So I was still watching the last one. I'm like, okay. All the dramas, no, with the cut, all that stuff. And there's like some weird dramas and everyone like, you know, when you work together, when you're in love and you're working together, it's totally different. And just relationship cannot go into, cannot be part of that working process. It just don't do it. That's what a lot of companies I work for say. They do, we do not hire your siblings or your significant others. That's the reason, because it just bad. No one like a worker towards worker that's not related at all, except at work. When they get mad at each other, all right, well, whatever. They go home and be like, oh, let me get some beer and let me go play some video games, or let me just scream or go to the gym and work it out. And next day, they're like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's like, it works out better, right? But when you have like significant other, like girlfriend, wife or something, you work together and then kind of argument. So when you go home, guess what? You're gonna be seeing that same person. So on the boat, it's worse. It's like, oh my God, you're in a cabin together. Now what? You don't have any place to go. Like those yachts, you think that, oh, they're big and that, but the crew cabins, why tiny? Little bunk beds, man. Whoa, man, this sucks. But you know what? It's reality TV. That's all. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Seems okay. I have nothing else to watch. I'm just like, let me see what this stupid thing is. Let me see what happened to MTV Real World became the real world. Is this the real world? Or is it the other world? What do we know? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But I have to say, like, when it comes to the time, when you're old enough, you went through all this stuff, you know, just, yeah. Like, I know how to avoid these little issues, so I will not engage it, right? But you can help others to understand. So the captain was like, yep, she knows. Yeah, most of us know, right? Just, you know, yeah. Youngsters gonna do the youngster stuff and oops, let them figure it out. It's your life. No, it's your reality and your illusions, and it comes with everything, including karma. So that's a teaching point. It's like it teaches you. Life teaches you about these little things. Like, I can do that, or I can go a certain way. Of course, don't go crazy like some of my friends and I did, but you can do it that way too. You learn a lot more, but you kind of regret a lot of things also. But the thing is that if you don't go for it, go try it, least tiny bit of it, you will never experience that. You will never get that lesson. Like, and if your soul came into this earth to learn that lesson, that means you have to repeat again until the next soul is like, oh, we have to do this. Or you will probably put in a situation that you have to do it. Maybe. I don't know. But like a lot of people said, people I read, you have to burn off the karma. So yeah, that's true. So once you engage it, you're going to start burning off. Some of the stuff, you cannot burn it off at all. It's going to stay with you this lifetime until you go back and come back in. Then hopefully we'll resolve it the next time come back. But then we don't know. Oh, I don't know. Who knows, right? Until you get up there, get out of this meat suit, carbon-based body, and just like, oh, so that's what happened. Oh. Okay. Well, it's Wednesday. Usually I go to websites and stuff. But I can talk about other stuff too. Can talk about what happened for lunch. Costco has this thing called a Bill Bowl. I don't know. I think that's the name. It's like a mini wonton. So what we do in Asia is we actually make the wontons ourselves. We cook boiled water and put some noodles in with it. Then you take some of the noodles from Asia. It's got starch in it, so just use that soup. So it's thickening. So why does no? Most people like, oh, put like soy sauce. Oh, put nothing in there. I put like the hot sauce. The hot peanut sauce. It's spicy. That's why I'm having for lunch. I'm not going to eat it right now. It's still hot. It's like, eat. What's that? Oh, Brazilian Hulk bodybuilder who inject oil into his muscles died. Why are you injecting oil into her? How about injecting some hot peanut sauce? Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that for real. You know, like 80s, 90s, I can see this stuff. People are like, yeah, right. But today, it's like, hey, that's a good idea. Somebody would go out and do it. I'm like, oh. It's like, don't do that. I was kidding. Like, well, then now we got to a point as well. That guy said it, and now we can sue him. Like, whoa. Anyway. Pelosi left Taiwan. Was she there? No, she left. But they have a drill. Triggers China military drills. That's why she was there. They want to start a war. They want to start the whole thing. Whatever. It just... crazy, crazy people. Let me see. Hey, my senator here, Ron DeSantis, said refused to appear on The View after the show host called him a fascist bigot and homicide. Is that, you know how they repeat the words, these people? don't care left or right, but they, all these people, and people who watch them and repeat the same words. Their fashion is big and homicidal. Their fashion is big. It's like, do you guys have any other words? Other vocabulary? Maybe you can look it up online. Thesaurus. I don't know. Call him a bastard. That nosy bastard. Nosy. You could call that, right? So I just, I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening. It's people. Repeat. It's like they're being programmed. People program. The response is like the same. And then you freak out. Well, me. And people like me freak out. Well, I don't freak out, but just like, whoa. But my part of my brain, subconscious, is like, whoa. Oh, whoa. Whoa. What? You know, hey, have you seen those videos? Yeah. Especially the one with the Mustang had a tree, or like one of those muscle cars had a something. The kids were running around with that little phone camera, and it's like, whoa! Oh! That's another one. That's all. Why are you guys doing that? What trigger? And that's another word, trigger. What made you want to do that? Right? Can you just do it quietly? But, you know, it's the trend, whatever it is. It becomes of this. Anything else? I was just looking at all this stuff, all that. I don't know. I'm scrolling. I saw Elvis lost jewelry found there, decade long search. Wow. They got his guitar. Wow. Jewelry came back. Wonder how they got it. I don't know. Batgirl movie gets shoved. Wow. I don't know. The original Batgirl in the comics was like, yeah, cool. I don't know. I think Hollywood is changing. They're changing their path again. They realize maybe we should be doing this. We should turn it around. Yeah. I'm just scrolling. I don't see anything. Interesting. Other than the thing I was thinking about, and then, well, actually, I watched a video about this person's behind the, you know, can't see the face, and they changed their voice, talking about this, not the elites that you and I know, but the ones that outside of it, that sometimes I talk about, their factions, these. Like I said the other day with the chessboard, but it's not just two players, there's multiple players. And there's one that's really benevolent, and they're on Earth too. So they cannot get engaged with you. They have to see it as a whole. So they can only do certain things, and the other things they cannot do. So some people say, oh, they're the Archons. I don't care what their name is. They're here. And, you know, two of them show up. I don't know what they are. I have a guess. Like, okay, I think I know what it is, but I'm not gonna say it. They show up themselves, and unusually skinny. Medium skin. Medium as in they're not light skinned. They're kind of like, I would say it. Strange colors. They're not dark either. They're just like medium size. But the two guards with them, two guys, two guards, tall. Like unusually skinny and tall. I mean, like skinny, too skinny. So how are you? It's like, man, how do they walk? It's like bones. Yeah. So it was such a weird thing, but I know there's some interaction. I don't know if they're interested in what I want to do. Or not. I don't know. You know, I'm learning as everybody else does. And I do. I don't practice it like everybody, like super, like go super deep, because I'm just like, I think I'd rather do this esoteric stuff slowly, learning. I like the slow way, because then you can find out. So true, is it real? Is it good guys or bad guys? That's how you do it. And, you know, these people, sometimes when I do meditations, remote viewing, or remote whatever, some that show up and I can see them. Have you seen those pictures, parallax pictures? It just looks like just noise images. Then you cross your eyes and you see the 3D. That's how I see them. Because when I close my eyes, all I see is the little dots flowing around. Then somebody told me that's DMT, partially, and something else. But I see them. And some looks like some people are actually learning how to do this, and they just randomly show up. They're like, oh, I know how to do this. They'll be like, hey, what are you doing? And they like, hi, and they ran, go away. But then there are the times, it's really strange because I'm not asleep. I just close my eyes and I literally get in interviews. Like, does something, what do you do? Okay. Very odd. But I'm taking it slow. For those of you who's like, yeah, right. Well, hey, it's your life. It's your vibration. It's your reality and your illusions. Am I having an illusion? I don't know. Well, that's why I'm taking it slow with this. I know the DMT stuff, I had this thing since I was a kid. Close my eyes, all I see is stars. Tiny little things. Some red, yellow, whatever, or multicolored, but they're very, I don't know how they explain it. It's like looking at static. But it's infinite static. Because trying to focus on one little thing, it gets a little, it's even more. And they change shapes. Sometimes I was like, I want to see a I want to try to see if I can do the whatever the geometrics. Dodano. It's like Dodano Hitun. And I see it, and then things will come together, and then they're mixed together, and you see the actual thing. It's like, whoa. Yeah, so I guess, I don't know. Those people running this show on this planet, the real show, not this elite show. This is all puppet stuff. The real show. Maybe they know. Like, that's why they're sending people. No,
I have a feeling. Feeling just.
We will find out very soon what it is. But it'll be cool. I don't care. I still want to watch my TV. I still want to watch the old man. Now I know what the old man is. The old man is the old man, not Jeff Bridges. Not the dude. The dude's not the old man. But he's the old man. If that's what the show's title is. They were old men. Except a few people running around them a little young. The rest of them are old men. The old man. But I have to say, Jeff, I think he's getting to that point. Like, you know, when getting old, and your legs just not, I don't know, maybe your upper body, eat more, a little more chunky, but your legs, you haven't really exercised them, or they're just slow. A couple of times I seen the show when he walks out of the car and just old man walking like trying to get a balance with his arm swing. It's this, no, working out straight with the arm straight. He's doing the balancing with the arms out. Like, ooh, and swing. Like, man, that guy's getting old, dude. Old. Maybe that's why they called the old man for the show. But anyway, it's pretty neat. I like the show. I don't mind it. There's a whole bunch of others. Orville. I saw that. I don't know who else. What else? Star Trek, the new one. I don't know, it's weird tone to it. All the man with this weird tone. I was like, But I think Hollywood understanding, like, you can't do this. I'll follow that whole, the other side. Like, we gotta do this way, and No, it's not gonna work. I have to go back. You have to go back to wherever they were. Okay, so anyway. The left, what the left do, what the right do. Both of them do weird stuff. Of course, lately it's been like, it's like, man, don't exist. Like, pushing down. I understand what that means. I know what they want, but it's not, that's not. And now with the way we share data and just, I'm just wondering how can, what's that? Well, because I grew up without, so, except newspaper and TV, right? How can people not see it, but then realize how much data is coming in and out? I mean, I'm looking at your post, and I see stuff. Not already a whole bunch of other part of this thing. And I'm surprised I can retain the memory of it, you know. It's just so much data. Like Jeff Bezos. They call it Bezos. The yacht meant to be Jeff Bezos. A finished makeup vessel towed away from port. But they're gonna finish somewhere else? Wow. And the Pelosi leaves Taiwan thing. Like, you know. And she said it. The word. Do not say this word. Because that means, if they say it, that means they don't mean, they meant something else. I mean, solidarity. Solidarity. Don't ever say that. Because you're going to do the exact opposite. And it's going to ruin. If you have a rep, I don't care about reps, but if you have a rep, it's going to ruin your rep. Why? Because as soon as you get off that solidarity, it becomes soft. It be soft. And you're like, liar, cheat, you bigot. You're going to throw all those words in there like that you're not of. But they're gonna throw them in anyway. You said that because, so you're a racist. Like, what? I didn't say nothing. Yeah, it's madness. Anti-madness. Is it anti? Maybe it is. It isn't. I think it is. If you read history, I know I spoke a lot about that in my podcast. If you read through the history of the world, like what happened, why the war started, why is it always in the 20s, early 20s and 30s to like 50s, it's always, the big war always starts there. I don't understand. Actually, I do understand, but go research it. Then you look at all the empires that came and went just before they left. There's some craziness. And there's some like wealth transferring. And the royals ran. They disappeared. Some of them say they died. But they took all their wealth with them. Then the whole empire dies. People forget the history. Then they come back. Hey, look, where's the new this, new that? Like, now, because the data that we have, data transferring, so we can see all this. Just, wow, we're repeating exactly the same stuff again and again and again. Poof. So what else is there here? I'm looking at phones. iPhone 14 series available in your purple color. I don't care about that. Do you want an iPhone 14? The only thing I can see is like if I was filming, I could use this as a supplement. But why would I do that? I'll get a regular camera with that. I don't need that. I'd rather go back to the old like flip phones. Like click, 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 click. And then you can pretend you're Captain Kirk. Hey, Scotty, and then pretend like there's a dial in there. Like, beat me up, Scotty, right now. Why? Because people are crazy down here. I want to get out of here. Do it. Engage. No, not engage. What was that? Go. I forgot what Captain Kirk said. What does Captain Kirk say? He doesn't engage. That's Jean-Luc Picard. What does Kirk do? Hit it? No, it's not hit it. Something. I forgot. But anyway, process. It's not with this new hardware coming out. So, okay, we got chip shortage. Do you guys have chip shortage? Really chip shortage? Or is it just this is something else that we in the background completely, like, just who knows what? It's like, oh, we got to spend $200 billion for chip making in the US. Out of those $200 billion, how much went to somebody's pocket? How about the honeypot? Be quiet, honeypot. Money. Hush, hush. Hush. Don't. No. I did not do that. Like, shh. Here's a little cash. Shut up. All right. I was thinking about that yesterday. Honeypot. Just honeypot. Because Germany decided to... If China is going to attack Taiwan, we're gonna jump in and help. I'm like, Germany, honeypots. Hey, how about sending us some honeypots in the hot tub, hot blondie honeypots. I don't think so. They will. No, you don't need that. You can just go ski in the Alps somewhere, go hang out. There's always going to be some hot babe in the hot tub. If you're with a band, it's even better. It's like, you're with a band? It's like, yeah. And a party! It's like, Germany, why is Germany saying that? So is there some kind of, do they have some kind of interest in Taiwan? I'm sure there is, especially with chip making. Maybe there's something else in the background we don't know. Because if you remember, Sony worked together with Ericsson. Ericsson's German, right? Was Ericsson Belgian? I forgot. Netherlands, I don't know. But I know they're working together on tech. So I'm wondering if Germany has some lab in Taiwan. They have interest in, like, we cannot move these guys out of here on time. So we gotta jump in and pretend that we saved Taiwan, but we really just want to save our thing, our research. Could it be that? Could it be that U.S. interest is in this? Or I don't know. But then there's the whole other side. Like, U.S. don't want China to take over the world right now. So they're pushing it this way. And then there's other factor. Like, some people in all the governments want to start a war. And this is perfect because they tried it. They tried it with the Russia and Ukraine. It's sort of like going, but it's not going. So they say, oh, we need a new target. And they choose the country I was born in. Thanks a lot. You bigots. you. I'm not in solidarity with you. But hey, no, it is. It's gonna happen. I'm just like, oh man, I don't believe this. No. Can't believe they're doing this. But then part of me is like, no. Time. How many times has the whole planet Earth changed? You know, before KMT. Went to Taiwan and kicked out all the Japanese soldiers, troops staying there. It was owned by somebody else. All those islands, they were owned by somebody else. Eventually, they passed on, and somebody else came in and said, we're going to take it. It's the new land. Like, okay. Because if you go around Taiwan, if you go on the water, you're going to see cities. Which is like, wow. I mean, I'd love to do that one day. It's expensive, but I'd love to go snorkeling and go see underground cities, like giant cities. So you got that. Same thing with the US. People say, oh, the first founder of America, we're here first for our flag over here. But then, you know, then now we start seeing Egyptians were here already. You know, Indian, of course, different Asian, they moved over here. Polynesians were there. South Americans were there. So, it just, you know. The same thing with Europe. It's been overrun. Remember Genghis Khan? Genghis Khan took over like Northern Europe. Then he lost it and became something else. And I think there's a YouTube page. You can look into it. You can see the whole. I think somebody made it, and you can see how the land, European lands, change. Like who rules what, and goes, and it was like one time it was like Roman took over everything, then they came way back to Italy. But all different, it's been changed so many times. So to me, it just, you know, kind of sucks. Yeah, I grew up there, and they're gonna ruin the food over there. But they have the food. I'm eating exactly what they make in Taiwan here. I can make it. So I'm like, I'm fine with it. I have some family members, they can leave. So it's not a big deal. It's like, yeah, so what? Once I want to take over the outside, I don't want to take over. I think China doesn't want to do it. They want to walk in. They like to just disrupt country from within, then they what all they have to do is just walk in without fighting. I'm here, it's all mine, this is all mine, not yours anymore. That's what I do. It's not in China, it's just the communist, like the Khazarians, whatever they call them. That's what they like to do. They just occupy space. And they ruin it sometimes. But sometimes they fix it, but the other time they ruin it. You know? So why do that? But if you ask them why do that, they will give you a book. Still don't get it. Then we're gonna kidnap you, and now we're gonna blackmail you or something, and do something else, or just no, get off your land. We are taking over. It's not. If you go through the history of where Khazarians and communism came in, and just well, but. The socialism was different. Even though it's the same, but the original idea of some socialism, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But it has to be absolute ideal conditions. But unfortunately, you, me, humans, we don't have ideal conditions because we're not ideal. Everybody thinks different. We think so different, and we pull it all together, one big piece. And it's like, it's never going to be perfect. Conditions always changing. And that's what you're supposed to learn. Like, as a soul, that's what you're supposed to learn, how to navigate this. And that's it. No, that's part of the life. Good lessons, right? But as far as, I don't know. Would they take over? Well, China? I don't think so. I think we're at the end. When the end of all this. And you're going to find out who the really bad guys are. Like, you shouldn't be part of that. And we shouldn't be part of this. And we got to figure out how to do it correctly. And as I said a few podcasts ago, maybe two, the UFO thing, the alien thing, that's another one. You have to get bypass of it. But I don't know how long. Because they're going to come. They're gonna be like, we're here. We got machines that can cure your thing. Everybody will be like, oh, yeah, we'll take it. You know, take things for granted. Just like internet. It's like, here's the internet. You can do go like this. And it's like, oh, you can get on this new service. We call it YouTube. Or we can get on this new service called the Twitter. Or you can make your own websites. And it became what we have today. It's interesting, but it's very messy at the same time. Like, how do you deal with this thing? How do you deal with that? And look how it changed everything we do, right? So imagine a whole alien race comes down, say, we got this, we got that, we can fix you, you'll be healthy. Like, what are we doing in return? Just respect us. Learn our religion. Like, no, oh. Uh-oh. Like, no. I'm not getting into that. No way. Maybe they will make you learn that. Who knows? Maybe these Wi-Fi stuff, they could get in your brain. It's like, we're going to make everybody bow down to us. Whatever you want. So, dark time is still coming. We just seen the beginning of it. But the real dark time will come. I don't know when, but it will be here. But before that, we'll see the truth. Then it'll be the dark time. Then hopefully we can build it back. Not the current White House thing with the build back better. Like, I can't even say it straight. Like, no, you don't do that. It's not gonna work. Just don't say it, just do. Pay you for that, but they don't, of course. It's like, oh, we're gonna steal all this wealth, or we're gonna run. That's what they're doing. Exactly what happened, like I said, with each empire. They ended just right before the end. These people up there, they disappear, or they say, oh, they got killed or something. But no, they just took all the good stuff and left. That's all this. They went hiding, and they're coming back later with all the wealth. It could be their children, be like, but you know what? They want to rule. They want their family to rule. You're going to say no? What do you know? If your family perished and it's only you left, and there are new people coming in, how do you convince them? So I say, just live. Live the way you want. Just be conscious of the things you see. Have a good understanding of things. And if I say something that you don't like, you ran out or say it's boring, you ran out. That's fine with me. Don't get caught up on that stuff. Don't get into the whole solidarity stuff. Like, understand what they're trying to do first. From all angles, ask those questions. Then decide I want to be with it. But even with that, do not do 100%. That's solidarity, right? Do whatever percent you feel comfortable with. Then, because something else happens, like, I'm out. Bye. Phew. Always scan the field of this life we have. Get an understanding. And I don't know if there's a class for that, but over time you learn how to navigate. I call it ether. Well, actually, I know it's not just ether, but it's ether is a big part of it. So it's just this flux. It's like, you know what it is. You see something, it's like, yeah, exactly. I need to do that. I need to do this. I need to go over there or something. And you learn. Once you understand it, it's pretty easy. You'll still get caught in the bad stuff, but at least you have an understanding of it. How do you learn? I don't know. There's the internet. Go find it. That's it. For today, I'm gonna go finish my lunch. I'll keep listening to Faith No More because I miss Faith No More. Michael Patton's voice. Anyway, have a wonderful Wednesday of August 3rd, 2022. Beautiful day. Go out. Chill out. Hang out. Get some coffee. Don't stare at the screen too much. Like I do. Well, if you do, just sometimes just get up and do something. Cook. If you want to stick ordering things, cook for yourself. Learn how to do it. Do the manual stuff. You get the more enjoyment out of it with life. And that's all it's about. Have a great day, and I'll be back on Friday.